Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Hollywood actress Hilary Duff. She was Lizzie McGuire, I think that's who she was, Hilary Duff. But anyway, Hollywood actress Hilary Duff has been shamed online for the second time in a few years after getting her seven-month-old daughter's ears pierced. Now, think about that for a second. 7 months old. The 34-year-old actress took to social media to share a photograph of her daughter, May. She has three children, and her youngest is May. She is 7 months old. And in the picture, you can see the baby's new earrings on full display. Now, I think she knew when she was putting up that photograph that there was going to be some sort of backlash. And boy, did she get a backlash. It's not the first time she's got backlash, because she pierced her other baby's ears a couple of years ago as well and was shamed over that as well. About 2 years ago, her eight-month-old, she got the ears pierced and she was shamed on that. Let me read out some of the comments that were sent to Hilary Duff after she posted the photograph of her seven-month-old daughter. That's awful. Did the baby ask to get their ears pierced? No. Then why would you do it? Said one person. Another said, I can't believe someone who seemed so screwed on pierced her baby's ears, causing unnecessary pain that isn't even for medical reasons. It's child abuse in my eyes. That's not me saying that, by the way. That's the other person. Although I wouldn't hold a very high opinion of people who get it done either. I've never, ever... What? Sorry, Ruth is looking at me there. She has her ears pierced. But Ruth, you're not a seven-month-old baby. My point is that a baby is not old enough to decide that they can get it done or not. So it's completely out of their hands. Okay? Completely out of their hands. And the only reason to get it done is because the parents think it looks cute. And I remember being in, and I'm not going to mention the place, I'm sure some of you will know the place I'm talking about. I remember being in a certain jewellery shop a couple of years ago, and I was buying some stuff for my niece, and I heard an almighty scream. I'll never forget the scream that I heard when I was in this shop. And it was the sound of a baby. Now, this baby was less than one, I would say, less than 1 year old. And the baby was after getting her ears pierced. The mother was holding her down and she was absolutely traumatized. And I thought to myself, why would you put your child through that? Why would you? Just for the sake of vanity, because you think it looks cute. I have to be honest with you, I don't think it looks cute. I really don't. And I think it's kids or it's parents trying to make their kids look older than they actually are. The last thing, I have two kids. I have a daughter who's two. The last thing on my mind would have been when she was 6 months old. Gotta rush down to the jewellery store and get her ears pierced. That would be the last thing on my mind. So I want your opinions on this, and they're coming in already. And I'm just going to say something to you, and then I want you to give your reaction to it on WhatsApp, okay? 087-188-0008. So, baby having ears pierced at 7 months old. So when you think about that, 7 month old baby, ears pierced, what's the first thing that pops into your head? 087-188-0008. Is there any need for it? Dave, you're on Ireland's Classic. How are you?
I'm good, mate. And you?
I'm angry, and I shouldn't be, because, I mean, it's none of my business at the end of the day what someone does with their own child. But it's something I don't like to see is babies, newborn babies with their ears pierced. I just don't see the need for it.
No, I agree with that. But in the travelling community, it's almost like a cultural thing.
Yeah, no, I get that. And it's the same in Spanish culture as well. I had a row with Spanish friends of mine a couple of years ago when they got their newborn baby's ears pierced. And I know it's culture in Spain. And I was saying to them, why would you do that to your newborn baby? And they said, well, it's culture where we are. But you do piercings, do you?
I did for a very long time.
And did you do babies?
I did on occasion.
Okay, and what was the reaction?
I wouldn't use the piercing gun. The piercing gun is simply firing a, or pushing, or smashing a piece of blunt steel through the ear.
Oh, stop. I didn't know that.
It's chamfered, but it's not sharp.
Okay.
Right? There are numbing creams and sprays and all sorts of stuff that have been on the market for a few decades now. And if I was doing a young girl, say under the age of 16, I would put numbing cream on it.
Okay. Does that help?
Oh, it numbs the skin completely.
Okay.
It's the same active ingredients that dentists use.
And have you, what's the youngest that you have pierced?
Couple of months.
Like, are we talking 2 months or something like that?
I would say probably 5 or 6 months.
Wow.
But on the other side of that, it's a case of mother brings the child and wants to get the ears done. I know that if I don't do it in a clean, hygienic, safe condition here, she could very well go home, lay the child on the kitchen table and try and do it with a needle and a block of ice.
Really? Does that actually happen, do you think?
All the time, yeah.
Ah, stop. Yeah. I find that horrific. That a parent, if they went into you and you had a moral conscience about piercing a four-month-old baby, that they would go home and do it themselves with an unsterilized needle. Jesus.
Yeah, it's more common than you'd think. And then the piercing needle is as sharp as a scalpel. So it just slides through the ear. There's no impact. There's no pain. And both ears are done in about 30 seconds.
But it's 30 seconds of pain.
But it's not. Not using the numbing cream. And it all comes down to going somewhere that's reputable, that's willing to do it.
And tell me this. Sorry for cutting across you, Dave. Are there many places that aren't willing to? Do many places have a moral conscience?
Oh, yes.
Oh, they do? Yeah. Okay. Now, why would you think?
I wouldn't do everyone. It was a case of I would do my best to talk the parent out of it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's not a case of they come in, I see money bags and just do it.
Okay.
No. I would try and talk them out of it. And
it doesn't work, obviously, because by the time they've come into you, they have decided that that's what they want to do.
Yeah. Whereas sometimes you know, more times than not, you can talk them out of it.
Okay.
Mainly because you start going into how much it's going to take to look after the ears and you know, keeping them clean and all the rest of the sort of thing on top of what the mother's already doing. They'll think twice and go, maybe later.
That's absolutely crazy. It really is. Mm.
But I've had women. I had one woman. She brought us the little girl must have been 3 or 4, and she just wouldn't take no for an answer. And then she trying to get this child to lay still.
Oh, stop.
She was almost smothering the woman there. I just said, no, I'm just not going to do it.
Oh, my God.
You know.
I find that absolutely abhorrent. I find that disgusting that this mother was so... What age was this child?
3 or 4.
And the child was obviously terrified. Had to be
absolutely.
Had to be held down. And the mother was literally pressing down on her to keep the child still so that she could get a piercing in her ear.
Yeah.
Jesus, what's wrong with these parents?
You know, I honestly don't know.
Well, I have to say, Dave, it's great to hear that you have a conscience about and that you will try and that you will, because a lot of piercers probably wouldn't.
No, you'd be surprised. Professional piercers, it's their work is done by reputation. And the places where that have no scruples are generally these places. One, they're using these piercing guns.
Yeah.
You know, the piece of jewelry goes into the gun. They hold it up to the ear, pull a little trigger, and it forces this little bit of steel through the kid's ear. Excruciatingly painful.
Oh, I'd imagine so.
Not the most hygienic way of doing it.
I just find this. Stay there for a second, please, Dave, because there's a lot of calls coming in on this. 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. A lot of you want to get in on this topic, and that is the line. If you want to get in on it, I have to be honest. It takes a lot to shock me, but I'm shocked by what Dave is after telling me about that mother coming into the piercing salon and holding her child down. The child squirming to get out of it, doesn't want it done, and holding the child down all so that mammy can have a cute little baby with piercings in the ear. I find that disgusting. And I think maybe going forward, there needs to be legislation brought in to stop places piercing babies' ears or piercing toddlers' ears, because it's just, I find it horrible. I really do. Joanna, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you?
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm a bit shocked, and it takes a lot to shock me that parents would go.
I think it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Unless it's a cultural thing, I kind of understand that, because that's their culture. Kind of gets that. Oh, sorry. I kind of understand that. But you take your child to, you know, for the vaccination. That's necessary.
Yeah,
you do that.
Of course, you do. Yeah.
But why would you do that? Like, why would you bring your child and get their ears pierced so that they look like kind of like an accessory on your buggy or something?
I don't know the reason. And if you're a parent,
I think it's wrong.
Yeah, if you're a parent that's listening and you have your children's ears pierced, let's say under 10, okay, anything under 10. Just try and explain to us why you got it done, because I don't understand it either.
My daughter was 8 years old, and it was for her communion, and she asked me, and she passed her first belt in karate as well. And so I said, I'd get her something nice for that.
Yeah.
And I said, well, it's your communion too. So, well, okay, you're 8. And the jeweler that I know, he's known me all my life. He said, well, okay, 8 is appropriate. And I literally just got her two little, you know, what do you call them? Two little, they're like little, you wouldn't even see them in her ears, really. And so she wanted her ears pierced, and she was 8, and they were for her communion, and she passed her first bath in Crafty. So I thought, 8 years, okay, that's fine. But I mean, certainly no hoops or nothing like that. But I think it's disgusting for a little baby to get their ears pierced. I really do.
Do you think we need legislation brought in?
Might be a bit drastic. I think it's up to the person who is going to pierce the ears. I just think,
no, but you heard what Dave said. You heard what Dave said, that if what you're saying, Dave, is if a reputable place won't do it, they'll just do it at home themselves.
Yeah, or they'll find somewhere that will do it.
Well, that's really bad, because what if an infection kicked in or something?
That's.
You know?
Just on my door. I didn't do my daughter's ears until she was 12.
Okay,
until
well,
she
wants.
Until she wanted
enough.
Them. She got them done when she wanted to get them done.
I just have an issue when people do it to like little, very small babies. That's what I have an issue with. And you hear them, you literally have to kind of hold them down. And I just think that's something morally wrong.
Well, watch the language. Yeah, I mean, I think it is as well. I don't know why you would.
I wouldn't do it.
And have you got children?
I've got 4 children, Jeremy. And like I said, you just, when my daughter was making her communion, she was almost 8. And that's when I got her ears pierced, because she asked me to. And she passed her first belt in karate.
Okay, that is completely different, because there you have a child who is actually asking. So she's older.
She's asking.
Yeah, exactly.
A little baby can't consent to that. A little baby can say, oh, yeah, mommy, I'd like my ears pierced, and I want to be hurt again and the pain. You have to go through all immunizations. I mean, that's enough.
And
that's
necessary. Do you think it's a form of child abuse?
Oh, I wouldn't go that far, but you're kind of...
Well, to her, to get a child to do something. I mean, fair enough, getting the jabs and stuff like that that a child does. They need that for their health, and that's it's a little.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I mean, why would you bring them to get a whole person in their ears and their tiny babies? I don't think that's right. There's something kind of morally wrong about that.
Even though these parents would say it's just fashion, that's what it is, and they want their children to look cute.
Nah. Doesn't cut it for me. I think it looks cheap.
Really?
I really think it looks cheap. If I'm going to be blunt about it, I think it looks cheap. I think it looks cheap.
On what age are we talking?
Oh, until the child is able to ask you, Mum, can I have my ears pierced for my communion?
Okay, so what age is the child when they make their communion? Are they 10 now, 10 years of age?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. But a little like a 6 month old baby, no.
I know. I don't.
And can I say something else as well, Jeremy? See these little hair bands with the bows on them? I think they look so tacky as well.
Sorry, what are they now?
I just think they look so tacky.
No, what is it? A hair band?
The baby has no hair, and they have these little bows on the baby's head. With big bows on them, look ridiculous.
Oh, God, okay. Jeez, is there anything you like on children?
No, I just think it looks pretty tacky. That's all.
Okay, but we don't need legislation, is what you're saying.
I don't think so.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for a second, please. If you want to get in on this, 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. If you've just joined us, it is Ireland's Classic Hits. We're live for a Thursday night. It's Jeremy Dixon here in the hot seat. And we are talking about whether or not legislation is needed to stop people bringing babies, literally babies. They're only after being released from the umbilical cord. And they're being brought in to get piercings, all in the name of vanity. Let me go to Siobhan. How are you, Siobhan?
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm not bad at all. What do you think of this?
Oh, I think that's terrible, isn't it? 7 months. What? That's shocking.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Actually. And by the way, this is a very common thing. It goes on. The amount of children that you see that have their ear. That have their baby's ears pierced. So it's not just happening on a small scale, it's happening on a big scale. You believe there should be a ban?
Yes, definitely. Oh, God, yeah. I think if the parent, you can't rely on parents to be responsible, like all parents to be responsible, can you? So I think, there should be some kind of legislation for that. It looks appalling anyway, but...
You think it looks appalling as well, do you?
Yeah, I agree with that lady. Certain things on babies, they do look tacky. They're not little dolls to be dressed up and put holes in them just to make them look pretty. And let's face it, that's why they're doing it, isn't it? To make them look pretty or something. But no, I think that's a bit barbaric now. A young baby like that.
Yeah, but those parents obviously feel that it does look kind of cute.
Yeah, but they're probably brain dead, aren't they, to be honest?
Oh, really?
You know?
Okay, so
Sorry, go on.
You've no time for this at all then? And you think we do need legislation, do we?
Yeah, definitely. A 7 month old baby.
I know.
What are you doing? Poking needles in your baby unnecessarily. That's a bit sick now, in my opinion.
So
it really is.
What age do you think we need, if we want to bring in legislation, what age do we need to ban piercings from?
I would say maybe 12, somewhere around there. Definitely.
No.
And at the minimum 12, I think.
I would agree with you, Siobhan. However, the problem here is, supposing you made it illegal tomorrow, if these parents really, really want the baby's ears pierced, they're going to go to, unscrupulous piercers.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of piercers that operate, they don't even operate out of, now, our Ruth outside will know more about this than I will, but they operate out of basically a briefcase. So they'll come to your house and do it. So they won't even... I've heard of people getting piercings done in their own house, which I find bizarre because your own house is not sterile. And you have these people arriving with a suitcase with all the stuff in it and they're literally piercing you in the house. So that would be my worry, that if we do make it illegal, that it will kind of go underground. Let's put it this way, Siobhan. If there's a mammy listening, say Mary... Mary gave birth 6 months ago, has a lovely little 6-month-old baby girl, and she is adamant that those ears are going to be pierced. She is going to do whatever it takes to get them pierced, is she not?
Yeah, probably do them myself at home, like that chap was saying, yeah.
I know, wasn't that horrific, yeah. Sticking the needle in a baby's ear in your own house?
I cannot imagine that. I just cannot imagine that. I have three children, and I think about when I was bringing them to get their injections. You know, like for a medical reason to stick a needle in them. And even that, that's heartbreaking, isn't it? But to do it for vanity reasons, no, they need a slap. Honest to God, that's terrible.
And is that all it is?
That is terrible though, isn't it?
Is it vanity? Is that what it is?
Of course it's vanity. Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. It is.
But
it really is.
Whatever happened, I'm just reading some of the messages coming in here. Whatever happened to, you know, it's their children. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, but you can't, can you? You can't do whatever you want with your own children.
Would you say it's abuse?
I would say that is abuse, yeah, definitely. A little child can't speak for themselves, yeah. Getting pinned down. And I think the places that do them, I know, I'm not going to mention
No, please don't.
Of course not, but, you know, we're all probably thinking of the same place. But, no, I think if I was to be in a shop and I'd seen a little baby getting their ears pierced like that, I wouldn't be able to keep my mouth shut. I'd have to say something.
You would not, would you? Would you approach them?
I would. That's terrible what you're doing. Yeah, I would.
Well, fair play to you if you're doing it. What would you say? You're in one of these places and there's a baby on the seat over in the corner and the mother's holding the baby down and the baby's about to get pierced. You'd go up and intervene.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I wouldn't see a child being slapped on the street without saying something either. So why would I stand there and let a group of people? I'd be absolutely sickened by that. Yeah, I'd have to stick my nose in there and say something.
So what would you say?
I'd say, what are you doing, sticking needles in that baby? That's terrible. Yeah, I wouldn't be shy. I wouldn't be shy about saying something, you know? No, I absolutely would not. That's terrible. I'm thinking of my own little kids and I'm thinking of that little baby.
I have to say, I know a lot of people would be annoyed at the thoughts of you intervening in somebody else getting there. I mean, I think fair play to you. I think if you see...
That's no problem. If you see... Be annoyed all the like, yeah.
And I would be the same about slapping. Like, if I saw somebody slapping a child in public, this is a topic for another day. In fact, it's probably something we might talk about next week. But if I saw a child being slapped by their parent in public, I don't think I could stand by. Would you?
Yes. No. And I seen a woman slap a little baby in a buggy once.
What, a baby?
And a little baby, yeah, like a little toddler, maybe two and a half, something like that. And she slapped his hand four times, like in quick succession. I went over to her and I just said, don't do that. A 2.5-year-old can't even understand what's going on. But
were they hard slaps or were they just little taps?
Yeah, they were hard slaps. I could hear them. I could hear them from a distance. I couldn't believe my eyes, honest to God. No, so I wouldn't stand back and let anybody do anything to a little kiddie.
I know we're going slightly off topic here, but this is very interesting what happened there. So the baby was in the pram, 2 months or 2 years old, a toddler. And she went up and she slapped the baby or the toddler four times very hard on the back of the hand. First of all, what did you say when you approached her?
Don't slap the baby. Don't do that.
And what did she say?
Fuck off.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I did ask, I suppose. If you ask a question.
Well, I knew she was going to say that to me. I knew she was going to, you know, she didn't appreciate. Nobody's going to like it, are they? But hopefully when she went home, she might have thought about what she did.
Yeah,
I knew what she was going to say to me. I was well prepared for that.
But at least you did something about it, because a lot of people would have just walked on, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would have, yeah. Okay, they would have thought, that's terrible, whatever, yeah, but nah. I wouldn't like to see that happening.
Well, fair play to you, Siobhan. Do me a favour and stay there for a second, please. That is something we will come back to talk about. Because I think we've all, at some stage, witnessed this in a public place where a parent has slapped their child. It doesn't happen as much now as it would have done maybe 10, 15 years ago. But I wonder how many of you would actually intervene and go up to the mother. You see, what's the point? Siobhan did it and she was told to F off. Now, let me go to another Dave. Dave, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you?
What's the story?
Now, you're a well-pierced man, 10 piercings.
Yep, loads of holes in my head.
Now, when I was reading there that you had 10 piercings, I was trying to work out what parts of your body were pierced. And let me see if I can... I'd imagine your ears are pierced anyway.
Yes.
So that's two. I'd say your nose is done.
No, the ears is six.
Six in the ears. Jeez, you must have big ears.
Three. I have massive ears.
Okay, three in each ear. So that's six. Where's the other four?
Lip, tongue, eyebrows, and the back of the neck.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was hoping you weren't going to say down below.
No. Nobody's gone near my chap's eye with a needle, though, thanks.
Well, but let me tell you a little story here, and let me tell you, the listeners, a very brief story about this. The only time I ever passed out live on the radio was in a piercing salon. It was about 15 years ago, and we were talking about piercings, and I went down to a piercing salon in Temple Bar in Dublin, and there was a fella getting his Prince Albert. That's what it's called. Thank you, Ruth. His Prince Albert. Now, for those of you who don't know what a Prince Albert is, I will try and be discreet about what a Prince Albert is. Well, it's a ring that goes up. What? No, I can't use that word. I'm not using the word shaft. Oh, there, I just said it. Okay, so Prince Albert is it's a penis piercing. Anyway, so I'm there reporting live on the radio in this piercing salon, and your man comes up to get the piercing done, and I'm live on the radio. I'm like, yes, he's pulling down his trousers. I didn't know what part of his body he was going to get pierced, and I didn't even know what a Prince Albert was. I thought Prince Albert was one of the royal family. Anyway, he says, I'm getting a Prince Albert done. And he pulls down his trousers and sits up on the bed, and I'm like, oh, this is interesting. And then he takes off his underpants, and I'm like, oh God, where are we going with this one? And then the piercer takes out this plastic tube and puts the tube down. And anyway, at that point, Dave, apparently my face went just completely white, and I fell to the ground because I just couldn't deal with someone doing that. Anyway, there you go.
Yeah, no, I'm all about piercings, but no. I know a lad who has it done. Oh. He used to love to pull it out in the pub, and he just doesn't.
Stop.
Doesn't look right. It's like the ring, you know, the rings you'd see in a bull's nose.
Yeah, it's just
not a hope of it. No, thanks. Ugh.
Apart from anything, can you imagine the pain of getting that caught in your zipper?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. No, thanks.
There's
no.
A thought for everybody. Anyway, let's get back
onwards.
Yeah, let's move on very quick. So you're into piercings, but a big no-no when it comes to children or babies.
No. I the guy that I get my piercings done off, he told me before, he flat out refuses. If anybody comes in with a child under the age of about 8 or 9, he will not do it.
Fair play.
Because, well, when I used to get a lot of my piercings done, they still use the gun for your ears. So it's not the needle. At least with the needle's hollow. It takes out the diameter of the piercing you're getting. So it's not too bad. It's a clean wound. But the gun forces a bar through your earlobe.
Oh, wow. Like,
why would you do that to your child? How does anybody do that to a baby? And I was even saying to Ruth, like, the worst infections I've ever gotten piercings-wise have always been my ears. And, like, I have a nickel allergy. So if my piercings aren't stainless steel, titanium, or pure gold or silver, my ears, and it happened one time, my ears swelled up like a balloon and I got like red marks on my face, like eczema.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question, because I don't know much about the difference between a gun and a needle. Without mentioning names of piercers or salons, would many piercing artists use a gun on a child?
Well, you see, here's the thing, right? I remember years and years ago, we were in the RDS, my mum was getting her nose pierced. And the very first time I got my nose pierced was actually with the gun, because I don't know if it's changed now, but for a very long time, there was literally no regulation whatsoever when it came to piercings in Ireland. So you could, like, I heard of a girl, she got her belly button pierced with the gun, and her belly button turned inside on itself.
Stop.
And she had to have it surgically removed.
Oh, my God.
You know, even when I was getting my ears done one time, the gun actually jammed, and you had to get a pliers and pry out the back of it just so she could get it off my ear.
Wow. Oh, my God.
You know, so you imagine doing that to a 6-week-old baby? And, like, the whole using a needle thing, that isn't exactly the newest thing in the world either. Like, you know, because down here, if I went into, I know about 4 different places I can go into. My niece got her ears pierced there recently in the Claire's Accessories, and they used the gun.
And what age is she?
Oh, she's 13.
Okay, she's 13.
You know, even like my young lad is 12 now, and I goes, hey, do you want to go get your first piercing? Now, he's not really interested in them, so fair enough, like.
Yeah.
You know, but it's kind of like saying, sure, if you're going to get your baby's ears pierced, why not get your baby's eyebrow pierced or lip pierced?
Well,
you know,
that's the thing, yeah. Yeah, if you're going to get one part of their body done, why would you not get the other part of their body?
Yeah, it's a baby, it's not a doll, like.
So what age do you think it's acceptable at?
I don't know, maybe from, you know, 7, 8 onwards. I think eight isn't a bad, you know, thing, because, like, for communion, if some girls like to have nice earrings for the communion, I don't think that's too bad.
But sir, but certainly a six-month-old baby or a seven-month-old baby.
Six-month-old baby. I heard today, 6 weeks old. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
Do you know, I was frothing at the mouth listening to that. Like, 6 weeks old and you do that to your child.
Yeah, I mean, the last thing on my mind when a baby is 6 weeks old is, oh, we better go down to get the piercing done. And let me ask you one more question, Dave, as someone who seems to know a lot about piercings. Are there a lot in the piercing game, if you will, are there a lot of unscrupulous piercers?
Yeah, I've been to some places now, and the guy I go to, he's above board, and I've had, like I said, I've had 10 piercings off the guy, and every single time I go to get a piercing, he says, I'm showing you me opening up a fresh needle and a fresh packet.
Okay, okay.
I went into a place before and your man just picked a needle up off the table. I said, I'm not doing it. Because I have heard stories of people getting tattoos or piercings with a used needle and they ended up with hepatitis.
So, well, Jesus, yeah. That's hardly
worth it. You know, it's like, you might be okay, but at the same time, I'm not taking that kind of risk, like, you know.
And how do you know, just for people who maybe bring in their children or maybe go themselves, how can you tell a scrupulous from an unscrupulous body piercer? How do you know the place you're going to is going to treat you properly?
First of all, is cleanliness. You know, if you walk in and the place seems a bit grimy or dirty, walk back out again.
Okay.
Most piercing places I've gone to, they will take the tools directly out of the machine they use for sanitizing them. You know,
they won't just be lying around.
Always, they have to open a fresh needle out of a fresh packet.
Okay, yeah, that's what Ruth is saying.
If there's anything like that, walk out again, because it has happened. People have ended up with the likes of hepatitis. Some lad might use a dirty needle, and then you're fighting the disease for the rest of your life.
And is there any regulation or is there any qualifications that you need? Obviously, like, if you will go to a dentist, you know that the dentist is qualified in dentistry and that they've passed the exams. Are there exams? Is there a standard for piercers?
See, it's been a while since I got one now, but I do know the last time I went to get something done, your man told me, like, we're still lagging behind. Like, the likes of the UK now, you have to... It's not, I don't think it's exactly like a city and guilds kind of a thing, but you know, you apprentice under someone for at least 2 years. You have to do health and safety courses. Like, the guy I go to has stuff up on the wall that you can scrutinize, you know, their health and safety stuff. He has a certificate from some crowd in England where he actually did his apprenticeship.
But Dave, could I start piercing people tomorrow?
You could. You could buy the equipment and start piercing people in the morning. You could buy a tattoo gun and start doing tattoos out of your gaff if you liked.
Really?
Really.
Now, obviously tattooing is a lot more complicated and a lot more intricate than piercing, I would imagine. But if I literally bought a piercing gun tomorrow and...
You could go online tomorrow, buy all the needles, buy all the gear, and start piercing people. And there's a lot to it. Like, I remember when he told me, when he was doing the back of my neck, he goes, I have to be really careful here, because just if I accidentally jam you into the spine, I might do some damage.
I just find that... I find that bizarre, that it's an industry that, you know, it's a very intimate thing that they are doing to you. They're literally poking a hole in...
They're creating a wound into your body. Yeah, like, and they're putting the jewellery into it.
In some cases, it can be a very intimate part of your body as well. You know, it can be your nipple, it could be down below, you know, even your tongue. I mean, you hit the wrong nerve in a tongue. Now, you have your tongue pierced, but I know that someone, if they hit the wrong nerve in a tongue, you could lose all the feeling in your tongue forever.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. Even I got my eyebrow and my tongue done at the same time, and he wouldn't let me leave for about a half an hour because he said I went snow white, I went pale. He said, just in case you're after going into shock, I have to keep you here for a little while. Because he goes, if you walk out in the street, clap out and fall in front of a car, I'm liable for the damages.
Well, that's good to know that you have someone who is actually scrupulous. Thanks very much for your call, Dave. If you want to get in on this, 087-188-0008. We're talking about whether or not we need legislation to stop parents bringing their babies or even toddlers to get their ears pierced. And what I'm learning tonight, and this is an eye-opener for me because I don't have any piercing, so this is completely off my radar, as I'm sure it is off a lot of you, and I'm sure this is an eye-opener for you as well. But I had no idea how unregulated this industry actually is, and that if I had a few bob tomorrow, that, as Dave says, I could buy the gun, I could buy a couple of the needles, I could buy rings as well, I could open a little Piercing salon on the corner, Jeremy's Piercings, and I could start drilling holes into people tomorrow with zero qualifications, and that is absolutely scary. That's terrifying. After the break, don't go away, because we're going to be talking to a man who believes that, well, he believes we all need to get down off our high horse, and that in a lot of cases it's down to culture and stuff like that. And who are we to tell somebody that they can or can't do that? We'll be talking to that man straight after the break. If you want to get in on this very quickly, 087-188-0008. Send me a WhatsApp now, 087-188-0008. Back in a mo. Absolutely huge reaction to this topic we're talking about piercing babies, and at what age does it become immoral to pierce babies. And a lot of you wanted to get in on it. Let me read out this message. Hi, Jeremy. This is Barney. Hi, Jeremy. My daughter is 16 years old tomorrow. She has her ears pierced in the local chemist last Monday for her birthday. She waited until now, as I'd always told her that her earlobes would droop down if she got her ears pierced before then. In my opinion, it's an abusive practice to pierce prepubescent teens' ears, says Barney. And I think that is the general feeling that we're getting tonight, that a lot of people do believe that it is actually abuse. Now, let me get a different perspective on this. Michael, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Now, let's talk about the culture of this. You're originally from India, is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. My brother is an ENT doctor himself, like ear, nose and throat. So there's a belief, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, there's a belief in the culture that if you get your ears pierced, it helps in the brain development. And when a weight is added to the lobe, the ear lobe, and when it hangs down, it induces some nerves and it triggers the brain development. And it's been happening in India for years, for like hundreds and hundreds of years. It's not something that we have been doing recently, not for the sale factor of it, but for the science factor of it.
Wow, okay, I never knew this.
Maybe a doctor can come in. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm no expert. This is something that I have heard, and it's a practice for this reason.
A lot of my friends who are Indian, they do have their children's ears pierced. How common is ear piercing among babies in India then?
It's almost like it's everybody has it. Right? It's pretty much the norm. Like, it's pretty normal. It's not normal to see a baby that's not pierced.
Okay, in fact, I'm just looking it up here. It says ear piercing is an ancient Indian practice, which is also known as Karna Veda. Is that how you pronounce it, Karna Veda?
I'm not sure.
And it says it's one of the 16 sacraments, rituals and sacrifices done to mark the various stages of human life. So it's a fairly big deal then in India, yeah?
Yeah, definitely it is. It's more than, like, anciently it was happening more like a ritual and culture, but if you look at Indian culture, it's tied down that way, but there is a science associated with it, right? You know, like if you go around the temple three times every day morning, it's a ritual, it's a culture, but when you do it, you finish your walking. You know, it's kind of the best practices for your life or added onto your culture. Like, that's the way it is. That's the way Indian culture is.
I'm just seeing here, as you said, ear piercing at a very early age in kids is said to ensure proper brain development. It's obviously widespread because people do believe that, and it is cultural. Does anybody frown upon it in India, or is it generally accepted that that's...
I was.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I was. I didn't want to get it done for my daughter when she was young. Like, you know, you have your young daughter, and you don't want to get it done for your daughter, right?
No, not a chance.
Yeah. So, but then that's when you speak to your elders, your parents and your doctors. That's when I did all these study and research and all of that. And when there was substantial proof for me to believe, I got it done for my daughter. Otherwise, there is no way I'm going to get it done. So, yeah.
And when you decided to go against the grain and not get it done, did you get backlash from a lot of people?
Sorry, can you please repeat it?
Did you get a backlash? Did people give out to you for not getting it done? Did they say you were wrong for not getting it done, that you were going against culture?
No, not that way. Like, but it was more of a discussion in my place. We spoke about it, and then I said, if I'm not convinced, I'm not going to get it done. And my parents are like, okay, if you're not getting it done now, you have to anyways get it done later, because it's kind of something that we have to get it done in India, right? Like, for multiple reasons. And later when you do, it will be a bit more painful. That's another belief. And anyways, the way I got it done was with all those ointments that we applied to make the ear numb. And then there were, like, the gold pin. You just get it done. And, like, my daughter didn't feel a thing. That much I made sure. But, yeah.
Well, that's thank you very much for sharing that story with us. That is absolutely fascinating. And I love hearing about different cultures. I'm going to talk to my Indian friends about this tomorrow, because I wasn't aware of that. And I'm after looking it up. And it is true that piercing in India takes on a whole new meaning. And that it's like reading some of the stuff here. It's absolutely fascinating. You can see this yourself. They believe that it helps with healthy development of the brain. It keeps hysteria at bay. It stops OCD, nervousness and anxiety. Now, I don't know how piercing can cause or stop that, but that's what they believe and that's the culture. And as I said, the Spanish culture is the same when it comes to piercings. Now, let me go to who I think is probably the best person to finish off this conversation on, and it is a good friend of mine, Jess Maciel. How are you, Jess?
I'm good. How are you?
How bizarre is it that we're both talking on this radio? We both, by the way, for those of you who care, we both worked on a different radio station together, and I don't work there anymore, clearly, because I work here. And who would have thought that myself and yourself would be back talking on the radio someday?
I'm delighted that we're doing it.
Now, we'll come to the convention that's taking place this weekend in a moment, but let me just grab your thoughts on this. Tonight's show and topic has been an eye-opener, because I didn't realise that there's a lot of regulation that's needed to come into the... and I mean, you run one of Dublin's most popular tattoo and piercing parlours and establishments. You know, you're well respected within the industry, but there's a lot of cowboys out there, aren't there?
Oh yeah, I mean, like, obviously it's not, I suppose it's kind of a self-regulated industry, I suppose. You know, a lot of tattoo artists, piercers, they have their own very high standards. A lot of them would have studied, you know, have kind of health certificates, all that kind of stuff, and they would know everything that they need to know to make sure that they're protected, that the customer is protected. But unfortunately, yes, there is, you know, shops out there and that exist that don't have people who are trained properly, because, you know, I suppose at the end of the day, the equipment is easily accessed. So you can go ahead and kind of do what you want without full training, which is, you know, not great. So I always say to people, if they're going for tattoos or piercings, you know, make sure you've gone to a legitimate place that has good reviews, that you've heard good things about, that seems professional, that's really clean. And one most important thing is with tattoos is that you absolutely get what you pay for.
Oh, yeah, I'm just looking on eBay here to see how much I can pay for a piercing gun. You can actually buy a piercing gun for 11 quid coming from...
Yes, and piercing guns are one of the worst machines that you can use to pierce you shouldn't use piercing guns anywhere on your body, but even with lobes and things like that, you know, they contain a lot of bacteria, the insides of them can't be cleaned. So I would always say that to parents as well, that if you are considering getting kids' ears pierced, make sure that you go somewhere that they're not using a gun. It's less trauma to do it with a needle to the skin and everything like that. And I'm not a piercer myself, but this is what I know from what I've been told from piercers in the industry.
Well, this piercing gun on eBay is selling for $11.50. It comes from China. Yeah. It comes from China. It's a 98-piece set, and it looks like something you get in a lucky bag. I mean, it looks...
And after lockdown, I cannot tell you the amount of people we had come in that had seen this trend that had happened online on TikTok with these little piercing guns, and they were piercing nose, cartilage in the ear, and people were coming in with infections or jewellery that had gotten caught into the skin and all this kind of stuff. So please, please do not purchase any of these things and do it at home. It's not safe.
It's one of those things that everybody thinks they can do. It's just, I'm sure people put in their own lip fillers at home. I mean, Jesus Christ, how mad would you be to inject yourself at home in your living room while you're watching Coronation Street or something like that. It's bizarre.
And like that, piercers are people who are highly trained. You know, piercing apprenticeships can go on for over a year. Like, this is not something where they just walk in and pick up a needle. Like, this is it's a serious thing that they're very well trained to do.
Okay, so your advice is look at the place, look at the reviews for the place, make sure it's clean, make sure there's qualifications there.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure that, you know, that it's a good place, they're using the right equipment. And, you know, one thing I do find as well is that eventually with these kind of things, because it's quite a small industry, word of mouth, like, people will tell you. A lot of the time when we get clients, they say, my sister was there, or my auntie was there, and they had a really good experience. And that, you know, that's where you're going to get your good info from.
Now, just back to the topic very briefly, babies, toddlers getting their ears pierced. Do you get many parents wanting that done?
Personally, in our own studio, no, and we don't pierce toddlers, and I don't know a lot of piercers in Ireland that would. I do know one or two that have told me that they have done it in the past, and there's different preferences for it. Like, we don't do it. We have age limits on the certain types of piercings that we do. And, you know, that's just something that's our policy, and a lot of shops have the same policy as well.
So hang on, Jess, if you're saying a lot of places like yourself have that policy, why or how are all these babies getting pierced then? Because every second baby you see now has little rings in their ears. So where's
it? Well, like what I said, you know, a lot of this is referral and word of mouth. So if one person is doing it and it's something that a parent is interested in, you know, eventually they will find someone who is doing it and who is piercing a baby's ears. And, you know, at the end of the day, I don't have, you know, as I said, I'm not a piercer, I'm not a qualified piercer, so I don't have a huge opinion on it. You know, I suppose a parent can make a decision to get their baby's ears pierced, you know, that's their business. Some piercers would feel that, you know, it's not right maybe to put the baby through the pain of it. And obviously as well, you know, you're opening them up to possible infections and things like that, you know, maybe they're too young if something happened. You know, because it is a risk. You're putting a hole through their body. There's an open wound. You know, and a lot of people would ask, is that necessary? But then other piercers might argue, well, you know, they won't remember the pain. They're less likely to, younger kids, kind of 8, 9 years old, tend to touch their piercings more, which puts more bacteria around them.
Yeah.
And some piercers would argue, well, when they're a baby, they won't touch them, so there's less chance of getting an infection. So there's arguments from each end, you know, and I suppose at the end of the day, it's gonna be down to whatever the parent wants to do, you know?
Of course. Now, one final question. There's a convention taking place this weekend in Dublin, which I won't be going to because I don't have a piercing or a tattoo. I'd look completely out of place.
Not yet.
Did you organise this convention yourself?
I am one of the organisers.
Look at you.
With,
Jesus.
Two other organisers as part of the
Dublin. The Irish Kris Jenner, that's who you are. Look.
Momager, without any kids. But yes, so there is three of us that have organised it. It's happening in the RDS main hall this weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. There's going to be tattoos, piercings. There's going to be live entertainment, music from sideshows to pyrotechnics. To loads and loads of stuff going on, tarot card reading, virtual reality. So it's going to be really huge. We're really looking forward to it. And you can get your tickets over in DublinTattooConvention.com or you can get your tickets at the door, whichever you prefer.
Fair play to you. The best of luck with it, Jess. Proud of you, I am.
Thank you so much.
And come here. I heard another story about you during the week. You were on the radio talking about. We'll talk about that another time.
Oh, yes. We'll talk about that. That's a story for a different day.
You kept that one very quiet, didn't you?
I did.
Well, no, what I mean is you kept it quiet and then you went on to national radio to talk about it.
Yes, yes. Well, I thought, you know, so many people had asked me about it and I just thought, you know what, now's the time.
Yeah, Jess got, I'm not going to say what it is, but Jess went abroad to get something done, let's just say, yeah?
Yes, some cosmetic work done.
And are you happy with the results?
I'm absolutely thrilled with the results. Yeah, I am. I have to say now, I'm very, very happy with them. It was not a strange experience, but it was definitely different.
Okay, well, thanks for getting it off your chest with me, anyway,
yeah.
Jess.
Thanks,
talk to you soon. The best of luck with the convention. Thanks very much. Bye bye. Once again, that convention is taking place in the RDS this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sounds like a hoot. Tattoos. So if you're into tattoos, piercings, tarot cards, all that sort of jazz. Get yourself down to the RDS, to the tattoo convention.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.